Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast this week. We're very excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Can't imagine a better machine. We own three of them, and we still, I think yesterday, shot 3 for 18 from three-point line. So... on Saturday we did that. But anyway, so they are effective, but they don't know, they always can't. We need to get on our three machines a little bit more. So go over and check them out. Mention the podcast and you'll get $450 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to find the one-stop shop, if you want a mentor, if you want to learn the game, if you want to find resources, you want to find handouts, you want to do, like today, we had some great one-on-one calls today with T-Troops members in our office hours, and we discussed the things that will make you a better basketball coach. And it was over an hour, I think, that we just talked basketball, and it was from a high school coach to a youth coach. So come over and check it out before prices go up. There's going to be some big changes, and you can just go on the site. You can't see the stuff that's in there, but you can see that we put stuff up on a regular basis. We even have a course that's new material. So go over and check that out. All right. So today I'm going to talk about, what do coaches want? You know, what do I want? And there's lots of them. I don't remember the book, but I want energy givers. I want energy. That is something I look for on my bench. My bench has gotten much better at that. We want energy givers. We want to feel our teammates. And we talk about that all the time. We want leaders by example. You know, leaders don't only worry about themselves, but others. And we need vocal leaders. For me, we're looking for student athletes. We're looking for people that I don't have to worry about their grades. I don't have to worry about, whether they're going to be eligible or stuff. Because literally at some point that ball will stop bouncing. We're looking for team players. We're looking for, you know, like I tell them, one of the joys of playing and coaching is doing something together in a group. And there's less groups in today. I'm looking for that competitive spirit. I'm looking for that blue collar worker, that one that's going to dive on the floor, the one that's going to bring energy to practice, the one that's going to, you know, fight through that sore little ankle. And then probably the most important, and it's hard especially when we're winning, is to be humble, to have empathy and to be humble. But, you know, I think these are just a few of the qualities. I think there's six or seven of them that I listed, but I want a competitive spirit. I want somebody that I can't play baton with. I can't play risk with, because we won't be talking by the end because we're so competitive. I want a blue collar. I want the person that's going to come and work and sweat and effort and everything they got. I want energy givers. I want people that are going to give everything all of the time. I want leaders And again, we can deep dive in. We'll should do a podcast on that, but about what leaders are and how leaders kind of can be a big part of the dynamic of a team and what a leader does and how they kind of show things for their teammates. I think that's important. I want a student athlete that's humble and I want that team player. I want them to kind of stick it out. So those are what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that person, that it factor, that thing. And again, this is a quick one. It's a Monday. I want to wish everybody a happy Martin Luther King Day. And go over and check out teachhoops.com. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.